Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
In 1880, the Springfield Armory of Springfield, Massachusetts, sent roughly 1,000 new Model 1880 Trapdoor 4570 caliber rifles to Army troops stationed on the American frontier for testing in the field. The factory and the U.S. Army hoped the new rifles would be an improvement over Springfield's Model 1873 rifle. This is the story of 250 of those Springfield 1880s.
Graphic Audio presents Springfield 1880 by William W. Johnstone and J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Bradley Smith, with performances by Michael John Casey, Zeke Alton, Christopher Graybill, James Konacek, Nora Ashrati, Stephen Carpenter, Bill Gillette, Alejandro Ruiz, Christopher Walker, Eric Messner, Henry Kramer, Bradley Smith, and David Zitney. Springfield, 1880.
The last thing Second Lieutenant Grat Holden wanted to see was the dust he just spotted. It drifted in the cloudless sky beyond the Two Heads, the outcropping of rocks that dopped the Dos Cabezas, which was how the mountains got their name. He had seen dust earlier, too, on the other side of the trail, and had shrugged that off as a dust devil. Now he unfastened the flap that protected the Schofield 45 caliber revolver on his left hip. Hooves beat toward him. Sergeant Byron Lusk reined in his dun gelding.
Begging your pardon, sir, but...
I see it, Sergeant.
Figured you would, sir. Almost didn't even ride up to tell you.
Be glad you did, Sergeant. I don't see everything.
Like that, sir?
Holden followed the gray-haired sergeant's crooked finger, which pointed southeast, toward the pass they found themselves bound to pass in a few minutes. The lieutenant, however, saw only Arizona rocks, Arizona sky, and felt the Arizona heat. He was soaked with sweat beneath his dark tunic, but it wasn't just the heat that caused him to sweat.
What was it, Sergeant?
Looked like the sun reflecting off something. Rifle, knife, pretty brass concha. Maybe gold. Wouldn't that be something?
Pulling the reins up on his bay gelding, Holden raised his right hand and heard the command called out from the first wagon behind him down to the fourth. He turned to his saddlebags and found the pair of binoculars, which he brought to his face after pushing up the brim of his battered slouch hat and studied the trail, the hills above the trail, and the split between the Two Heads.
More dust, sir.
Where?
On the trail, somewhere between the hills.
The lieutenant swept another look through his glasses, but seeing nothing, lowered them in his left hand and studied the road before him.
On the trail?
Yes, sir. But if it's a rider, he ain't come out yet.
Unless he's riding towards Dos Cabezas, Apache Pass, or Fort Bowie.
He ain't, sir.
Lusk pointed to the road.
Rained yesterday. Good soaker.
Holden nodded.
No tracks. Maybe he sees our dust, though.
Sergeant Lusk wiped his mustache, beard, and lips with the brown stained end of one of his gauntlets.
We're close to Bowie, sir.
Close to Apache country, too, Sergeant.
Hell, sir. We're surrounded by Apache country.
Holden looked back at his command. He was 27 years old. The men behind him made him feel ancient. 5 years out of West Point, 5 years in Arizona territory, and he was a battle-hardened veteran of the frontier. The men he commanded, with the exception of his sergeant, were as new as what they were hauling in 4 government freight wagons. Brand spanking new spring.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?